For ETV Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood. I'm at the State Farmers Market, where a sale is being made.
I'll give you 10 out of a box. I want about 3 boxes.
That'll be good. Let's go with it.
The State Farmers Market, located in West Columbia, has just been named the number 5 community-oriented market in the nation by BetterDoctor.com, an online consumer health site. Market manager Brad Boozer is understandably proud of the new honor, coming as it does this week, which is National Farmers Market Week. He tells how he thinks his market earned this ranking.
I think where our market's located in the heart of the state, we have a lot of people from up the eastern seaboard, a lot of customers throughout the southeast that come shop at this market, and on up into New York, New Jersey, Ohio. We see a lot of different trucks out here each week from those states, and this is the largest market in the southeast as far as volume of product being sold.
It's not only large, it's new. The well-planned, widespread market was relocated from downtown Columbia in 2010 to better serve buyers and sellers. Boozer names a couple of the prime items he thinks draws people from many states to buy South Carolina produce.
Peaches really bring a lot of consumers to our market and buyers from other states. Watermelons also. We had guys in here from last week, brokers from New York buying watermelons. So the watermelons and the peaches really kick off the market.
The market serves wholesalers who sell to restaurants, produce stands, and schools, as well as retailers who sell to the public. Jason McCarter of Red Rat Boys Produce of Spartanburg sells everything from blackberries to cantaloupe, but his biggest seller is peaches. He says freshness is of paramount concern to him to satisfy his customers.
2 days is the most we want to hold on to anything. Normally we like to hold on to it only a day, but sometimes, you know, the people don't come that you expect and it takes you 2 days to get rid of it. But we try to every day recycle new stuff in here.
McCarter says the market is busiest when most people are asleep. It becomes a beehive of activity early each morning when wholesale buyers arrive to get fresh produce for the day.
You just need to be here at 4 o'clock Friday morning if you really want to see what goes on. It is a show. We call it a disappearing act because we have so much stuff out here, and in 2 hours, it's gone. It's just amazing. I mean, it's amazing. This is a 3/4 bushel of squash. It's about 27 pounds. We probably sell 300 boxes of these a week. Peaches, we sell anywhere from 4,000 to 8,000 average a week baskets. We sell about 1,000 boxes a week right now. The peaches are in half bushel baskets and half bushel boxes.
McCarter sold his record 9,300 boxes and baskets of peaches the week of July 4th, always the year's busiest week. And every year, business gets better, he says. Boozer says excellent customer service and the quality of the market's produce builds loyal customers.
Got a family that comes in here 3 times a week from West Virginia to buy product for their roadside markets. So the word has got out that this market has good product and a variety of product.
Now that the market has achieved a national ranking, Boozer says he intends to maintain the quality and add even more features to keep it. This South Carolina Focus report also can be heard on etvradio.org. With South Carolina Focus, I'm Tut Underwood for ETV Radio, South Carolina Public Radio.